From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. This is a big, big week for broadcast television. 44 returning series are having their season premiere, and 14 new shows will launch in the span of 7 days. Commentator Andrew Wallenstein says that running premiere week this way doesn't make a lot of sense for the TV business. It just makes for a traffic jam on your television.
Of all the new shows coming out this week, the hype doesn't come any bigger than for Simon Cowell's new vehicle, The X Factor.
The X Factor is a singing competition with a twist.
It's very difficult describing how different it's going to be until you see it.
But if you're going to watch that, then you got to make sure to record another buzzworthy new entry, ABC's Charlie's Angels.
You know why Charlie calls them angels? Because they show up when you need them the most.
And don't forget that 1 hour later, X Factor goes head-to-head with the new CBS drama Person of Interest.
I want you to figure out what's going to happen and stop it from happening.
And you'll need a DVR that can record 3 shows simultaneously if you also want to watch NBC's new comedy, Whitney.
What, does the bride think the groom's going to get confused and marry me by accident?
Feeling overwhelmed yet?
Yeah.
Well, so are the networks. Is it any wonder of the dozens of shows introduced last TV season, only 23% survived to a second year? The reason so many TV shows fail in the fall is they cancel each other out. One human cannot watch more than a fraction of 58 premieres over 7 days. And yet, the industry has clung to the same front-loaded fall schedule since the 1950s. It began that way largely because September was the time of year that auto advertisers, TV's biggest spenders, traditionally launched their latest cars. TV just followed suit. And the schedule has stayed the same ever since, largely due to inertia. First is the industry's own production cycle. Altering it would be like changing tires on a moving vehicle. Then there's Madison Avenue, which is loath to leave a business model that allows them to spend billions of dollars in one gulp. It would make sense to scatter the shows over 12 months, but then advertisers would have to do the unthinkable. Work harder year-round. Yeah, sorry for the inconvenience, folks. No wonder many of the most anticipated shows this year have actually been reserved for the mid-season, when there's less competition. The Fox drama Alcatraz from J.J. Abrams won't be seen till January.
The worst criminals this country has ever known are coming back. No one's going to be able to find them because they don't exist.
The broadcasters must experiment more with launching shows later in the year. Until then, they're just putting the fall in falter. If only they'd learn to pace themselves.
Andrew Wallenstein is an editor at Variety.